Good morning. Today we're going to continue with a series of medicine and Shabbos, focusing on the halachas of yoledes, of giving birth, a woman going into labor. When that happens on Shabbos, what do you do? So we'll start with the Gemara. I think that the big chiddush will be in this year is to understand the way Chazal looked at the yoledes of Shabbos. People usually tend to stay, okay, she's giving birth, everything is mutter, we just have an open policy, she's giving birth and that's it, Shabbos is over. So let's see exactly if that's true and how do we exactly implement the halachas that are related today regarding giving a woman giving birth. Let's start with the Gemara as we always do. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Kuf Kav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara is the Mishnah. The first two lines over here is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a woman who is giving birth, we help her to give birth on Shabbos. You bring a midwife from place to place. You get bring somebody to do Chilul Shabbos, another Jew, in order for her to help her give birth. And then the rest we're going to leave. It's for the baby. That we're not going to relate. We're not going to deal with today. If you go back now to the next line, the Gemara speaks about miyaldim seisho. The Gemara explains the Mishnah. Right at the two dots, the Gemara says, "Michtei tana lei miyaldi muzeisho v'korim lo chachomo mekom lekom." We already said that you're going to give birth and you're going to bring a midwife. Why you have to add the words of mechalalim aleihas Shabbos? Isn't that already implied or included in the first line of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, "La'asui mai." What are you coming to add over here? La'asui atonu rabbanoni moisot tzuicho lener. If she needs a candle, chaver to madlekes la'saner. Though her friend can light a candle. V'im oyisot tzuichel l'shemen, she needs oil. Chaver tom v'yelo shemen, she can bring the oil even though she's going through shusarabi. V'im eino sovik b'yad, she can't bring it in her hand. Mevi'o b'sayro, she can put the oil in her ear and then squeeze the ear and take out the oil. V'im eino sovik b'sayro, mevi'o l'kli, she can bring in the kli. So you can add more stuff to not only giving birth, but lighting a candle, bringing oil, etc. You can light a candle for her. Says more pshita, of course. If she needs a candle, she's a candle. You just said you do chilul Shabbos first. So what's a chiddush? Says the Gemara. Listen, this is very important for what we're going to learn today. We're talking here about a woman who's blind. She can't see anyway. The candle doesn't make any difference for her. Says the Gemara, so what's a chiddush? Mal de teimo kevanda lechaz yosur. She can't see anyway. We did something similar a few weeks ago. So a kamash walon, a suve meisve daito. We are making her happy, relax. She feels that she's being taken care of.
Because her assistant
can see. Savi, he can meet the chaz de chaver tovavdolet. So the Gemara says, someone else can see. She says, I need the candle light. Well, why do you need the candle? You don't see anyway. She says, I need it open. I need to make her happy and relax. And that's an important idea, important knowledge to know regarding a yoledes and regarding a sick person in general, but especially a woman giving birth, is the concept of miyas v'daito. We want her to be relaxed. We want her to be happy. We want her to feel comfortable. We want her to know that they have her peace of mind. This concept of peace of mind is very important by yoledes. Let's continue on. Gemara says, she has oil in her hair, she can bring it. What about the fact that you have to do schita, take the oil out of the hair? So the Gemara goes on to speak about schita.
She can't stop bring it, she has to do it.
What?
She can't stop just bring it.
Oh, so the Gemara says, so what is asking about the schita? Ravashi Yom on the line below. I feel the tamer schita basira. Mevil bekli dev saro. You want to bring in clean in her hair. Why bring the clay in the air? Just take the clay. Take the bottle of oil and bring it to her. What are you trying to make? What we're trying to do over here? It says the word, the kamo de efshar l'shenuye mishanina. Whatever we can change and do different, we do different. We don't just do chilul Shabbos the way it is. We try to change it. Okay, so that is the first part of the Gemara. So the first part of the Gemara tells us, A, that we try to change things. Second, that we have a concept of peace of mind by your letters. The Gemara now says the following: When a woman is giving birth, when the kever is going to be the womb, when it's open, we'll see in a second what it means. Regardless of what she says, you think she needs something, you do it for her. Even if she says, "I don't need it, I'm okay," You do it for her. She's a chayla shesh basakana. She's in danger. You don't ask her any questions. Nista makeder. If the womb is closed, okay, we'll see it in a second. Binomer bilomer. The Gemara goes into that. Says the Gemara now. We're skipping a few lines. We're going down to the kachukul chavtes amdalef. Me'im b'psil chazav kever. When is the woman considered to be that her womb is open? So we consider her to be chayla shesh basakana. When does that start? Omar Abaye, first, the Gemara is going to bring three sheets, is what it is. Omar Abaye, Misho, Shetesha, Vala Mashmer. When she sits on the Mashmer, what does it mean sits on the Mashmer? I mean, on those days, there was a certain period when a woman didn't walk anymore, but she sat down on called the table, on the birth, when, and she that's what she was waiting to give birth. By the way, today you say we don't even know what it is, because today she sits on the, you know, lay down much earlier than that. In many cases, so that's not a good indication in today's day and age. But that's what the Gemara says, number one. Rav Huna bar Yehoshua, Misha Shadom Shaisis V'Yorid, when she starts bleeding. When she can now walk anymore on her own, she needs someone to help her to walk.
When a woman gives birth, it's automatic that she'll be bleeding? I wouldn't know. I know water breaks, I know that.
Right,
happens.
Usually yes. Normally, yeah, usually yes. That's a good point.
The skin from the baby coming out? Or from
no, just blood comes out. Start, when birth starts coming out, there's that's part of the fluid to come out. Ad matai psichas akever, until when? Until when do you consider to have her womb open? 3 days. The first 3 days after birth, that's what Chazal categorized her as her womb is open, even though it's not literally open. But the womb is considered to be open to the extent that she is a choyle shesh basakana. Rav Amar Shvida Av Yudo Shiva, Vamil Shloshi, so say 7 days, some days 30 days. And then the Gemara says the following, Amri Nador Echayo, Gimel Zayin Velama. There's 3 days, 7 days, 30 days. What is it? Gimel, the first 3 days, Ben Omer Tzvichoni, Ben Omer Loi Tzvichoni, Michalim Mr. Shabbos. First 3 days, I just do Chilul Shabbos, don't have to ask any questions.
3 days after?
After. Since the birth starts, which we said, let's say when the blood, which starts bleeding, and for 3 days, she is Chilul Shiyash B'Sakana. Zayin, completely. We don't even ask questions. Zayin, depends. Omer Tzvichoni, Michalim Mr. Shabbos, we ask her. We tell her, do you need it? If she says, I really need it right now, you do Chilul Shabbos for her. But if she says, I'm okay. So you trust her judgment.
After 3 days?
After 3 days until 7 days. Shloishi, from 7 days to 30 days, I feel like Mitzvichon Yehim Mechal Shabbos, don't Chilul Shabbos. Even if she says, I need it, I mean, unless obviously there's, she's a Pikor Kenevish. But a regular woman giving birth, she says, I really need the light. I'm always still there anymore. You do it with a guy. And then the Gemara concludes what we learned, Leil. You can do a melacha with a guy. And that's what a woman's considered to be from day 7 until day 30. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. So now, we go to the halacha l'maisa. Let's start with the sum of really Shulchan Aruch, puts it together. Shulchan Aruch starts at Seif Aleph. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Based on the Gemara. Shimon Lamed, right, if you see in the left side of the page, Shimon Lamed speaks about Dine Yerledes B'Shabbos. A woman is giving birth on Shabbos. See, Fala. Yerledes Ikechoyla Shed B'Sakona. She is a Sukh woman who is in danger. Umichalim Alea Shabbos Ekoma Shetzricho. You do Chul Shabbos for her. Korim Lachachom Yokol Mokom. We bring a midwife. Umeldi Moiso. Umadlikim Laner. You can light the candle for her. I feel like Yisuma, even though she's blind. Umikomakom. Whatever you could change, you change. She needs to bring a bottle of oil, do it through your hair. Try to change.
We didn't have those try to change rules with a regular person who's in a second.
Very good point. Very good point. That's what I want to get to. Excellent. So that's a good arrow. Let's see the next Shulchan Aruch, next Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see that inside. The next Sif in the Shulchan Aruch says, Nikras Yerledes Lechalea Shabbos, when is she considered to be a Yerledes? Meshetei Shev LaMashra, again, sitting on that table. Oy Mishal Shadam Shez V'Yoyred, or when blood, she starts bleeding. Oy Mishal Shechavisea Noises Oyser Bezor Aseo, or when her friends pick her up, Shein V'Karech La'alech, you see one of these considered Chilul Shabbos, and today, please, can say the same thing. When her water breaks, that's considered to be like blood coming out, And then you can have, she's considered to be a Yoledes. So now the first question is like this. Okay. So she's considered to be a Yoledes, a Chaleras, a Shabbos, only once she goes into labor. Meaning, let's say her water breaks or she's bleeding. What happens before? What happens when she has contractions? That's what usually happens. Woman's giving birth, she starts having contractions, she needs to go to the hospital. The place can bring some shear of contractions every 15 minutes, but it really depends on the woman herself. Depends if she knows herself, she knows how fast she gives birth, she knows when the contractions are starting to get serious. So she needs to go to the hospital now. She can go to the hospital? Well, we usually say yes. She's not yet in danger. Chodesh B'sakana is only when the womb opens. She still could be a few hours before actually starting labor. So why do you do Chilul Shabbos? So here you have the Taz. Look at the Taz right here in the next right side of the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Taz. Nikras Yodas the Chalos for the Taz. Nirili Shizel Yan Dvarim Shehev Shala Soyusuf Kan Bliiku. Only things you could do right away. Let's say opening a light. She's in the room. She needs a light. You don't need it until the birth starts. Okay, Michal Shabbos Bezeki Machash Shechad Meil. You don't wait for the Shabbos till then. But let's say to call a midwife or the doctor, don't wait until she goes into labor. It's too quick. She starts feeling she's going to labor. It's clearly svara. I know a woman's going to birth. What do? You right away can start the process of going to the hospital, calling a doctor, calling a midwife. You can do the whole thing the minute you know it's coming. That's what contractions tell you. Birth is coming. So therefore, you can already start doing Shabbos earlier. So even though she's a Chayla Shesh B'Sakana only later, but you know it's coming, so you don't want to be in a situation where she's becoming Sakana. You know Sakana's coming, you can already go and start the process to go over there.
It would make more sense if the Shinoi is over here and not when it's a Sakana.
So we don't say that. Look at the Morgan of Ram. Now the Morgan says, first of all, Mechalim is Shabbos. Let's get the Aleph. I want to get the Aleph back in a second. Base, says the Morgan of Ram. Actually, let's go to Gimel first. Gimel says that Morgan of Ram is Shanim, do Shinoi. Fafil Mandom is Simishik of Chesi with Base, Loi Beinin Shinoi. We learned Leil, you have to try to change in Chilul Shabbos or not. Says here you do. Hokashani. Why? Says the Morgan of Ram, you pray Shekeev, you led this. Dvarim TV mem. The pain of a woman giving birth, that's nature. It's not out of the ordinary. Most women don't die from childbirth. The figure of Shadow, that's the Magid Mishnah. So he's quoting the Magid Mishnah as the following. When Chazal told us that a Choyli Shesh B'Sakon, you can do Chilul Shabbos, we're speaking about out of the ordinary situations. Person is living his life.
So she's really not in that category.
But, she's living a life. A person becomes sick suddenly. He's not, some dangerous situation happened. It's not the normal, unpredicted. You do Chilul Shabbos, no change, according to Shulchan Aruch Leil. But a Yoledes is someone who is, that's part of life. Part of your day-to-day life is woman give birth. So even though she is a Chilul Shabbos, you have to start doing changes. That's how the Magid Mishnah explained to us. If you could, obviously, just let's just focus on a second. Obviously, if you could, this will bring her to get into danger, and that will cause her to chas shalom any type of pikoch nefesh. You don't do any changes. But if the changes are not a problem, for example, the Gemara brings a case. You have to bring a bottle of oil. You can bring the bottle of oil in your hand, or you can bring a bottle of oil in your hair. Doesn't that change anything for the Yoledes? No, she'll get the oil the same time. So Chazal tell you, you have to do some changes. Do it b'shinui. Don't do it the regular way you do it. Try to change it a little bit. Why? Because that's not part of the regular Chilul Shesh B'Sakana. And that's a very fundamental understanding by Yoledes. Yoledes is not just a regular person who's having, chas v'shalom, a heart attack. Here it's different. Here it's predictable. Here it's expected. Here you have to do b'shinui if possible.
Shouldn't be called the same thing. It's confusing.
It is, okay. But because if you can't do Shini, you can do it Yisra Deraisa. Just try to do Bishini. That's number one. Now, so we see even when she goes into birth. Second thing is, we just saw the task. We start the process before she went into birth. So before she even is in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, really, because we know she's gained the Pikuach Nefesh, we already do that. And that really combines together. When she goes to Pikuach Nefesh, it's predicted, it's expected, we're looking for it. When she's going before, we know it's coming. It's like as if you know you're waiting for that Pikuach Nefesh to happen. So they, and you still go and do the Chilul Shabbos, therefore you have the requirement to do it Bishir. Now let's see the first book in Avraham. The first book in Avraham was quoting really the Sefer Chassidim. And the Gemara tells us the following, Mechal the Shabbos, says the book in Avraham. Velachen kishtagia l'choyit chi, when it comes to the ninth month, yazmin akoyil me'er Shabbos, shelo yichal alu Shabbos. Prepare whatever you can before Shabbos, in case she gives birth, so she won't do Chilul Shabbos. That's what the book in Avraham says. The Mishtabrura, it's quoting the same Sefer Chassidim, but he adds one more word. It's appropriate. It's preferable. It's not me'akev. It's not that if you didn't do that, you can't do it. You just should do it. That's the right way to do it. So we're learning over here is a few halachas. This is the Gemara, this is Shulchan Aruch, this is the Poskim. Now let's come and bring it to us, Lamaisa. We have the following. We see over here the following. You learned this, it's not just that Shabbos is over. First of all, you have to try to do things b'shinah. Second, you have to try to avoid whatever can be avoidable and prepare whatever can be prepared. So, number one, a woman is going to labor. You have to go to the hospital, right? Let's say we're speaking, you have to go to the hospital, you have to go give birth. So, first of all, you know it's before, she's not Pikuach Nefesh yet, but we know she's going to Pikuach Nefesh, you have to do things Bishir. So, number one is, as the priest can bring, whatever you do, you're going to the hospital, try to do Bishir. You want to open the door of the car, try to do Bishir. If you can have a guy doing it for you, opening the car, opening the, you know, using the remote to open the doors and all that, for sure it's better to do with a goy. You don't have a goy, do it yourself. Do it yourself, do it b'shinah. Don't do it direct. The second thing is, that's halacha that all the priests can bring today. When a woman is going to 9 month, you know she's about to, she is, it's possible for her to go into labor doing Shabbos. One is required to prepare everything needed before she goes. One is Anticipate, right. She has to be anticipate. Meaning, she has to prepare the bag. The bag that she's going to take to the hospital, where she's going to have the extra clothing, where she's going to have her stuff which is needed for birth, where she's going to have her, you know, social security, where she's going to have the, you know, the paperwork that she needs, should all be in the bag and preferably ready in the car before Shabbos. Number one. Number two, one of the common shilas. Person goes, he's going now in the car, he's taking his wife to the hospital. Can he use today the GPS? He's going to put a Waze. It's going to be much quicker to get there. He's going to get there fast, as fast as possible. He's going to go ride the right way, not make any mistakes. So he should do it. The answer is yes. If you're in a situation, you have no clue where to go, you should do it. But one should try to avoid it. How? Before Shabbos, go to the hospital, figure out what is the quickest way to get there, and figure out the ways to get there. Read the map. You know, people didn't have GPS all the years. How did people get to the hospital before? Well, they knew the way, right? If you could, you didn't do it. As we said, the Rav Mishmur says, Mina Roy, it's better. But a person knows the way. You know where the hospital is. You know how to get there. It's Saturday afternoon. Usually there's no, or Friday, it's a Friday night. Not that much traffic, let's say. You don't have to try to avoid. It's not speaking about they have 4 to 5 different ways, and that's why you have to use ways. It's just you want to know how to get there. Why don't I get there? Try to learn how to get there before. That's part of the anticipation preparation to get there before Shabbos.
What's better? Is it better to go yourself in the car, take your own car, or is it better to call?
So that's another question. So let's just finish this. Very good. We'll get to that. So now we're getting to the second thing. You're trying to avoid whatever is possible. Try to do everything machinery. Trying to minimize Chilul Shabbos. We're not saying that when a woman goes into labor, now Shabbos is over. You can do whatever you want. It's as if it's a weekday. It's not. That's a very important idea, a very important knowledge to know. When you speak about this, for example, the place can bring the shiloh. Is it better to go with a car or to call somebody? Well, here it depends. First of all, the question is there a possibility that you will need the car for something else? Assuming they're not, the only thing you need is to get to the hospital. And assuming calling, you're calling what, a goy or a Jew? Pashas, you're calling, let's say, a goy. If you're calling a Jew and the Jew is doing Chil Shabbos, you're not really helping anything. If your friend is doing Chil Shabbos, so you're doing Chil Shabbos, what exactly are you solving? But let's say you can call a goy. So the answer is it's for sure better for calling a goy to do it. First of all, it's less Chil Shabbos. Why is it less Chil Shabbos? Because when you're driving the car, you're doing Chil Shabbos the whole time. Calling, you're just doing Chil Shabbos one phone call. So if you have to choose, do that. If it's not going to delay the time for it to get to the hospital. Let's say because you're calling, it takes you 20 minutes to get there, and then he's coming back, he's like, oh, you can't rely on it, and the woman the who's going to come, she's going to go crazy, then you have another reason to take the car. So there is the basic premise, the main concept is, you have to try to avoid to do Chil Shabbos as much as possible.
Today, we put the GPS address before Shabbos. We avoid a little bit than having to put it on.
So right, also. So it's like you're doing, you're using less of a stop. Right. Or for example, you could do it, I mean, many cars have GPS in the car. And maybe it could be preset to be ready for that instead of doing it on your phone. Things to think about. Everyone, in his own case, you just try to see what could I avoid from Chil Shabbos. Now, the other thing is, when you're traveling to go to the hospital, things in the car that are not needed to be in the car should not be in the car. The heavier the car is, the more the car is using fuel. So, for example, you have in your car, you know, your baseball racket, and you have over there the, you know, you have the baseball, I mean, the baseball bat, or your tennis racket. You have
your golf
club, I'm saying. You have in there, you have your the chair, you know, the car seat of the baby. The baby car seat. You should have less things in the car. Let's see the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa. Look over here in the left side of the page. Again, prepare before Shabbos. Prepare it. If you need to go on Shabbos, be ready to go and try to avoid Shabbos as much as possible. Look at the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa on the bottom left side of the page. Nahag HaMaseya Choylish Shemisaket Nebisakaz Labez Choylim. Prison is taken, a sick person, speak any sick person. Mechutz Atchum. Imein Azman Doich, look, if it's not too busy. Shtade Loit Sit Chilman Choynis is Kolam Atalim. Take out from the car all the movables. Sheinim Sheikhim Leneiko. Veinam Mechuchim Nesiyah Lechoyil. You don't need it for the car. Ketesh Loit Sivit Chos Lechum. Now, Im Yesh Eruv, in Kubitzi, if there is Eruv, says the Shvir Shabbos, Mutu Lanog to the driver, Lakakhtim, or you can take food with him. Loi rakavur a chulish v'zakana el gam shalatzvi can take also for himself. V'avi mitzadech makom shein boi eiru v'ozo talta boy, then he could do it. So here's another an additional, and here we're going to kula, right? This is like a little shift in the gear over here. We learned last week that a person could take someone to the hospital, right? Part of going to the hospital, Shlomo Zalman learned, that's what the footnote brings over here. Part of going to the hospital means that you could go, doesn't say that when you're going, maybe you should start taking out your clothes. You don't need your shoes. Go without shoes. Doesn't say that. You could go with your clothes on it. The Shwazama learns you could also take your basic necessities when you're going. If when you're going to the car, it's with the Eruv, you could take it to the car, food for yourself. Even though you're going to be driving now for an hour to get to the hospital, saying you don't need food. I mean, maybe you stay hungry. You're not a chayla. You're just a driver. But it's part of your needs and your things. You can take it with you. Part of the reason is also, we learned last week, I allow a lot of things for a person to go, so he's not going to avoid, stop himself from going. So maybe I'm going to go out for the whole Shabbos, I'm going to starve the whole Shabbos. You can take with you some stuff, that's part of the Svar. So a person can add to the car things that he needs for himself. Oh, so very good. So the things you need for Shabbos, the person can speak about it. That's considered to be Dovah Shud Tzorich Mitzvah. So things are Tzorich Mitzvah, it's not Tzorich Lechoyle, it doesn't need to live. But you want to do a mitzvah. So with these things, we always, as we learn, you always have a concept called shavus to shavus b'mok a mitzvah. Try to get to that. So you try to do that. The best way to do it is tell a goy to do it. The goy should bring it to the car. Because telling the goy is a shavus, and you're doing a shavus if it's not a shavus around me, the rice in most places or not. So the shavus to shavus b'mok a mitzvah, you can do it. That's what we have. What happens if you don't have a goy? It's only a shavus. Then it's a little harder to say that you can take things which are not needed for the choyla. One of the common questions is, can you take...
Wait, so that means you can't take the kiddush stuff?
You yourself,
yeah.
If it's a place that has a roof, you have no problem to take it to the car. Bring it.
You're going
to
be driving out of the
alley. Yeah, so that is our problem. That's part of the thing. Because it's only to bring it to the car is the problem. Because afterwards, when you take it, it's draining the car, and these are things that you're draining the car with one thing. Anything that's necessary can join you in the car. Let's talk about food. Gotta be safer. I, things that that you need for yourself, part of this idea of service with chilasom is the items that you need, you can take. Things that you need for Shabbos. Right. The question is like this. Can you take a phone? I want to take my phone. I still have a phone. What do you need it for?
Oh,
here's the goes. If it's a case of emergency, lechura you could. Meaning, maybe I'm going to get there and the doctor won't be there and I'm going to have to call the doctor right away. The hospital's going to be there and there'll be some emergency. Maybe I need it. Take a phone just in case. Yeah, for sure you could do that. Again, always when you think to get to that situation, the question is, what did they do 20 years ago when there was no phones? They got to the hospital, what did they do? Well, if it was an emergency, they took the phone to the hospital and called. So yeah, but today we can avoid it. Let's try to solve the problem. So let's have a phone.
20 years ago, they knew you didn't have a phone. They let you use a phone. Now, to get a phone is a big pain.
Big pain in the ass when they get a phone? Correct. When you kiss your emergency?
Yes, sometimes the station.
You should have everything. So,
never know.
So again, the answer is also similar to that. If you're taking the phone, and this is a person, that's why it's a little harder question to answer. If you're taking the phone because you really are chayshish for a sakana, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm scared. I don't know. Or especially, we'll get to in a second, the wife is scared. I don't know. I need the phone. Who knows what's going to happen? So you take the phone. But if you're saying, no, come on. We made up with the doctor. She's waiting in the hospital. It's before Shabbos. You know, she's waiting for us. Driving to the hospital is a 15-minute drive. No problem. I can walk back if I need a phone. I just want the phone. So the minute Shabbos goes out, I can take a picture of the baby and send it to my mother. So then you should not take the phone. If that's what you have in mind, we're thinking, oh, I just want to have it. You know, it'll be funny. You know, how can I get up? You're not going to have a picture of the baby? It's as if the baby was never born. So there, you can't take a phone for that.
What if your mother's going to kill you if you don't?
What?
Well, your mother's
going to
kill you if you don't.
Oh, so that's it. That's it. You're talking nefesh. But again, you have to try to avoid to do things which are not necessary for Chilul Shabbos.
You told me the wife has to be relaxed by the line candle. If the wife has to be relaxed,
Let's go to this. So here's the really the Shiloh. Can a husband go with the wife to the hospital? Let's say the husband is not driving. An ambulance is coming. You have a guy taking the wife to the hospital. The husband is not needed in the hospital. Assuming he's not needed.
He never talked to you again.
Oh. Question is, can you go or not? So here's where the place can bring where we spoke about it before. What's the reason you can light a candle for a blind woman? Yisuvidaita, she's going to be relaxed. As the Magen Avraham brings over here, Magen Avraham asked the question, why didn't you just tell her, the blind woman, that the candle is open? She'll say, I need a candle, because I need people to see. Okay, the candle is open. You can't see anyway, who cares? That's what he's about to buy. So he says, you're afraid, in the second half, Magen Avraham says, maybe she's going to figure it out. She's going to start selling something. How many fingers do I have out here? Is it two or one? And nobody's going to know the answer. She's going to go crazy. You stupid diet. You have to make her happy. Light the candle. The points can bring, we have it over here. There's a safer. I want to just bring it to show you. This is a safer called Torah Sayoledis. Yeritzel Zilberstein wrote a whole safer about Yoledis, and 90% of the safer speaks about Hilchos Shabbos that you do over here. There's a lot of halachas, but many things you have to do with the doctor, with the midwife, with the labor itself. We try to focus on the first part. The question is, he speaks about it throughout the Sefer a lot of times. Can you milave, can you escort your wife to the hospital? So he says, of course you could, depending on the chazanish, of course you could. Why? Yisuvi daito. She needs you. She needs peace of mind. She's going alone to the hospital, she's going to go crazy. She needs someone next to her to make her happy. So that's a reason why milave could go with her. That adds also these things. If the wife says, I need the phone because I want to call the doctor because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be in danger. I don't know. I need my phone next to me. I'm going to be relaxed if I know the phone is there. So if something happens, I know to call. And you can take it. Again. But if the wife doesn't have that problem, and the only reason taking the phone is for other reasons, then you can't do it. Your sumi diet is a very big reason. That's why you matter many things when a woman's going to give birth. If you know your sumi diet, she needs it. She needs that extra clothing. She needs something. She needs that food with her. She needs something to go with her. You add that to the concept of your sumi diet.
Nowadays,
Right. So, no. So, first of all, that also, maybe you can avoid, you get to the hospital, tell the nurse, do me a favor, call a doctor. So you don't have to do the Shabbos.
Then you need to have the number.
If you have, no, all right. So, obviously, you say, ask, you bring the phone.
No, so that's the reason we vote. Yeah, yeah. To write it down, right?
But another thing, for example, just something to think about.
Might have to ask people to do it,
right? Is so the phone. Have the phone fully charged before Shabbos. Don't go take it because now I'm going to charge it on Shabbos because I need the phone because the battery is dying. Right? Try, right? You have, you know, if you need the phone only to make a phone call. So, for example, the Samsung today, you can do, you know, you make it a ultra battery saver. And becomes, you can function, you can use, let's say, the internet or things like that. But you can use the phone for any emergency, and you can leave the phone on for the beginning of Shabbos, you don't have to do anything else, and the phone will be there, and it will last for 24 hours easily. So maybe do that, so you don't have to open the phone on Shabbos, it's a less close Shabbos, you don't have to take it out of the hook, making sure it's fully charged before Shabbos, you're ready to go. All these things have to go in calculation. You just open it, do Chilul Shabbos. That's part of the thing of your legacy. Right, so just to see over here, if you look at where brings it, for example, you need to go for Shabbos. Look at the bottom of the page in the middle. The following Allah Milavi Shal Kol Shabbos Loi Mazon. A person is going for no food. He's going to have no food in Shabbos. Can he take food for himself? If you want, if there's no air, if you want to take it to the car, says the Yitzchak Zilberstein, Im Yesh Nochri, have a goy, Yishlevak Shemim Lo Tzis Amozon LeShabbos Ma'abayis Amechoynis. Because the guy, it's shoes to shoes, what commits, he can do it, that's okay.
You ask him straight up, no hinting.
Yeah. Because the shoes to commits, you can do without hinting. Hinting, like we learned in Nichol Shabbos, is only for specific cases. There's another trick that you take the it from the house straight to the car without stopping. Why? So that has to do with Nichol Seirut, which we're not learning now. But the point is, when you're going straight from the house to the car without any stop in the middle, you avoid the Issur D'oraisa. It's only Issur D'rabbanan. So that's what you should do that way. Yeah, if you stop in the middle of the street, even if not putting down, even just not stopping, it's like putting it down. What? No. Ain't noch if there's no nochri. Mutalaitz, then you have to do with the comma. That's what he says. Then again, with the asshole, skip me a few lines. When you're taking the bag with the things for the woman, she needs this, take it in that same hand. So you're not adding anymore. You're anyway schlepping things for her. Or do it with the shinui. And that's what he says. The last trick that the Yitzchak brings over here, if you need to get out of the tchum, what do? And this is another trick for many things. Anything you need, which is not 100% necessary for Kach HaNefesh, you want to take it, you're not sure, you're going out of the Tchum, you're not going out of the Tchum, says Yitzchak Zilberstein, Yafkir some Muslim in Shabbos. Make it Hefker before Shabbos. Basically, say, this thing is Hefker, is not mine.
Like what?
Hefker.
An example.
Yeah, food. Let's say he wants to take an extra chont for himself. He wants to take chont, he needs to take it out of the Tchum. So what you should do is, you'd say, my chont is Hefker for everybody.
Now we're talking about the out of the Tchum means one we're going to drive.
Yeah.
We concern ourselves with the Eruv personally ourselves, right. But now we're worried about the Tchum.
Oh, but Tchum, you're driving now with the car out of the Tchum. What do? So you say, make it Hefker. Why make it Hefker? Because then it's not yours. So even though it's really a trick at Halacha, but you're avoiding here a little bit of the Chilul Shabbos. Again, always trying to avoid these things. Now, there's a lot of Halacha Shabbos that we have to learn to know the Shabbos to try to avoid it. But that's really the process of trying to do. One more thing is, and this will conclude today, is what happens if a woman comes to the hospital. We basically touched upon it last week. She comes to the hospital, she feels she's in contractions, she's going to labor, and she goes in to find out it's the false alarm. Going in, she's in the hospital, nothing's happening, go back home. Could she go back home? So we learned last week the concept of a doctor going back home. The doctor has a heter of he's you're allowed to go back home. Because if not, he will not go in the first place. Are you led this? A sick person himself doesn't have that heter. Even though some hold that she does. So it's not so clear that she has that heter. The only heter that we have that a guy should take her back home is when she has a din of choyl shein basakana. Meaning that she needs to rest. She has to go to bed. If she has to go to bed, she's not feeling well, choyl shein basakana, you can take her back. That is the pasta go to. If she's not feeling well, there's no issue for a guy to take her back home. Issur d'oraisa, Not so clear. Probably she can do Yisrael. She can drive back home. Although the Shul Zalman has another heter. If you look at the bottom right side of the page, Shul Zalman says the following. Leinin your led the Shegiyah the Yashah B'Yitzchim Leleidah. She comes to give birth. They tell her, it's not going to happen. She needs to relax. Says if she's going to stay in the hospital, she'll be so under pressure, that itself will cause her to give birth early. And we don't want her to give birth early. We don't want to put her under that pressure. So he says, you can take her, go and take her back home, even though she's feeling 100%. She's not a chodesh ha-masakana. She was out, oh, that's part of the birth, is not to push the birth. So the goy can take her back home. But if possible, a Jew cannot take her back home.
And what if we spoke about if the kids need you?
Also, kids need you as a dim chodesh ha-masakana, so a goy can take her back. But she was planning to leave the house and give birth.
No, it was a little surprise. It was a week early. She had false contractions. We didn't get my mother-in-law to stay.
So what did you do? You left the kids alone?
What?
So you left the kids alone. Yeah. You're planning to give birth. You're going out for 2 days.
No,
what are you doing to get?
That's why, because it was.
But when you left the house, when there was a false alarm, you left the house. What were you supposed to do? You left the kids there alone.
Maybe.
So what did you do with the kids?
Yeah, you left them alone.
Sakaras tefashes. You let them. You know, you want to give birth to one, so you're going to leave the other one. What do you do with the kids at home? You have to do something, right? Whatever you did in the first place, right in the second place. Now you're saying maybe they didn't take care of it. They didn't think about it. And chanami, for a kid, either a regular kid, have chilish or a sakana. If it's a sakana, it's the fashion, the kid can hurt himself. So you for sure can even drive home because of the kid. But then, try to avoid chilish Shabbos. You do one phone call somebody to come there. That's something that has to go in the cheshbon. To go back home directly, the only heter that maybe you have, based on what we learned last week, is the fact that the husband who takes the wife may be able to go back home out a tear is soif from shut chilosom. Right. If you go, you can go back home. We learned last week that some old, you could even drive back home. So maybe he's drive back home anyway, he could drive back home and take his wife with him. But that's going to be a big chiddush. So to say that aloch l'maisa, I won't have said, just something to think about. If she has a false alarm, she really should use a girl to come back home. That's the easiest way out. There's many other alochas to get to that, but the main rule we want to learn today is the fact that a woman giving birth is A, she's not a pikuach nefesh yet. She's just trying to avoid to get the pikuach nefesh. And even when she is a pikuach nefesh, you still have to do bishinui. So you have to try to avoid chilul Shabbos as much as possible. Next week, there's no shir, because there will be an event over here in shul. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a summary shir. We'll go over everything we learned, plus add a few things that maybe we didn't touch upon. And that will be a little longer shir. So anybody who missed a previous shir should try to come to this shir. And that will be our last year on this topic.
What's next week in the show?